Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. Thanks to Javon Kearse, who was on the show.
Great interview.
To Jeremiah Trotter, Billy King, Mike Quick, Mickey Morandini.
I was going to talk to a real basketball guy.
Billy King?
When we had Billy King on.
Yeah, he gave me a backhanded compliment and they tried to make up for it.
He did.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. The old GMs in town. Always really the passion thing.
No respect.
Yeah. No respect for us, just fans of the team.
Well, and in fairness, I used to argue with Billy on the air about stuff without the respect I should have for him.
Correct.
As a former general manager.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I was arguing with you or something.
Well, that's how you are, though. Now, before we get to the top five, have you noticed?
I have one thing, too, before we get to the top five as well.
We got time to kill.
Okay.
We got time to kill. Have you noticed that Insider of the Year candidates, I feel like, are looking at both of us with a bit of a side eye?
Yep. Almost like they don't even want to say hi.
Yeah, it's like a little timid to come over.
Yep.
Maybe don't want to come over.
Yep.
And then are wondering if they're going to say something wrong.
Yep.
I've noticed in some of the Insider of the Year candidates that we've seen here, a little worried, I think, about what we might pick up on.
Well, let me tell you guys, you're on the clock always.
We're always watching.
You're always on the clock. I'm judging your job performance. Look, our job performance gets reported on, you know, how we're doing, ratings and stuff. So
people tweeted us and let us know how awesome we are.
Yep.
YouTube comments filled with positivity.
Yep, always very, very positive. Mostly about us, not always about Ike, really.
Ike, you look great today. Yep. Ike, oh, how do you do it? Ike, please like my tweet.
Last thing, before we get to the top five at five. And this isn't the case here. It just reminded me of it being in the public restroom. Have you noticed that in public, this is very
Was there a guy going no hands?
No. And this is
hate those people.
Yeah. This is a very Seinfeldian thing. Have you noticed you go into a public restroom, the sign says you have to wash your hands for 20 seconds like vigorously, and then the automatic water goes for 3 seconds?
Yeah. It's wrong.
What's going on? Am I supposed to wash my hands for 3 seconds or 20 seconds?
Yeah.
And if it's 20 seconds, then the automatic water in the faucet should be for 20 seconds.
So I'm pretty out on the automatic water. I also hate the push. That never stays on long enough.
Yeah, but also I don't want to have to touch the thing again after I'm done washing my hands.
Yeah, I guess that could be a case for it. It's really just the push that I have a problem.
Or I don't know if you remember these. Some stadiums used to have it. Give me the foot control. Let me hit the foot for the water.
I'm not that old.
Oh.
I'm definitely not that
old. Nah, they had some of the foot water things.
were you old enough for the trowel?
The trough?
Yeah, the trough.
Oh, yeah, I peed in a trough. The vet had some troughs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring that back.
Well, you got to be pretty confident to be peeing in a trough.
I know.
Pretty confident or pretty drunk.
They are disgusting.
Yeah. You don't see any no-hands guys at the trough.
No. All right, again, the cockiness of the no-hands men at these.
This is going to be quite an hour. Buckle up. If you're listening to this show, buckle up. You're going to want to be part of this.
Should we ask Brian Dawkins that question?
Yeah. You ever go no hands?
Yeah, you ever go no hands?
All right. Hit the thing, Buzz. Please.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. So what I have for you today.
Yeah.
Is the five people at WIP I am the most disappointed in currently.
Okay.
Now, I'm largely always disappointed at many of my coworkers. So this is this could be updated many, many times.
Some might say they're often disappointed in you.
I actually don't know if that's true.
Oh, really?
I feel like I got a pretty high Q rating in the building.
Really?
Yeah, I think just you are always disappointed in me.
Not always.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah. All right, so what have you there? Yeah. So number five. It's Spike.
All right. What did I do?
Well, you're supposed to be someone who once led this station.
Oh, here we go.
And is a supposed to be a guy that makes people around you better, right?
I do.
Rather than making everyone tight.
I do.
On Friday.
What did I do?
No issues with the callers, with Buzz. And I just wonder if maybe there was someone who wasn't in that seat, who you're always just grilling him to where he has the yips back there. Like, you're supposed to lift Buzz up, and I think you have him in such a pickle that he just doesn't know what to do. He was so relieved on Friday that you weren't there that it really helped his performance.
Well, let me explain something to you, Jack. There's primetime performers and there's non-primetime performers. And if Buzz wants to be a primetime performer, he'll be able to perform no matter who's in that seat. And if you're telling me that I put too much pressure on him, then, you know, what does they say? What's the saying? Pressure busts pipes or whatever?
Pressure makes diamonds.
Yeah. Well, I need Buzz to be a diamond.
What do you think he is?
I think he's a lump of coal.
Like a rock?
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep squeezing him until he becomes a diamond.
Buzz, do you agree with that assessment? I mean, you seem so stress-free and carefree on Friday.
So for the record, I never complained about this. This was your thing that you noticed. But I will say the callers seem to be more in line.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
Interesting how that happened.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Number four, people I'm most disappointed in currently at WIP is Joe Giglio.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, there's this new kid on the block. This scrappy young fella. Alex Call.
Oh, yeah?
And
wow, you're bringing him up.
And, you know,
he's a part-time producer here at WIP.
Yeah. / insider of the decade.
Right.
And Giglio the other day says I'm no longer the top baseball guy at WIP.
By that Alex Collins?
Yeah. And that was quite disappointing. And, again, I'm rooting for the kid. I hope he
you're not
hope just, he does well.
Alex, if you're listening, he's not rooting for
that's
you.
That's not true.
Well,
that's not true.
He's not rooting for you.
But, again, take a deep breath.
Wow.
Joe Giglio.
Wow.
Yeah. It hurt a little bit. Me and Joe have been through a lot of wars. We got a lot of battles.
Yeah, well, I mean, some don't know you were the producer of his night show.
Put him on the map.
It was a great show, you guys.
It was a great show.
It was a good show, you guys.
We always said we raised the IQ of the station.
Well, that I don't know about. That I don't know about.
Also, Giglio panicking yet again today. This guy's, you want to talk about Chicken Little. I mean, he really is just always panicking.
Well, the Phils look terrible this week.
Yeah, I know.
Bad defense, bad bullpen.
Have a backbone. The third person at WIP that I am the most disappointed in currently is Joe DeCamera.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, he gets this big show, right? You know, he's finally named the morning show host.
Yep, Joe DeCamera and Friends.
Joe DeCamera and Friends, a.k.a. No One Else Allowed to Talk.
Yep.
And he takes off once a week now. If it's not a Monday, it's a Friday. I look at the schedule every week. There's the camera off again. I mean, it comes down to having personal pride in your show, right? And he's just starting to take off a lot for someone you'd think that would be so happy to be in that chair.
Look, he needs his, you know, he has professed that he needs his, like, away time so he can grind during football season.
But you know, we all do.
Boomer and Geo.
He has nothing else to do. That's my issue.
So Boomer and Geo, morning show at WFAN. Geo used to tell me they would take all this time off during the summer, right? Way more time than DeCamera. And Geo knew I hated it. And he goes, yeah, but then as soon as Labor Day happens, we're working all the way through to Thanksgiving. And I was like, no kidding. You're going to work every day for 3 months? Wow.
What a war.
I can't believe it. Look, now, didn't you just say before we went on the air that you were going to take more days off?
Well, now that I see you and Ike's work ethic.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm starting to see an uptick in off days. I didn't know that was okay.
I took one vacation day.
Yeah, and he moved, and he took three other ones on top of that.
I took two when I closed on my house and when I moved.
Yeah, and then you went to Disney.
Dude, I'm a
That's
grinder.
That's three.
I don't want to hear that.
That's three?
I'm a grinder.
Ike's up to, I mean, again, he won't turn down a charity golf tournament.
Yep, if you need somebody to play in your charity golf tournament, call Ike. Doesn't matter
Four
if it's
more
during
the week.
Paternity
leave coming?
Yeah, look, there might be a third week of paternity leave right around the corner. All right. The second people at WIP that I'm most disappointed
in. The second what?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Well, because this is a group of people.
Okay.
It's not a All person.
Right. Fair enough.
Is Paul Jolovitz, Tom Kelly, Devin Caney, and those like them, that are anti-bringing Rhys Hoskins back. I'm so disappointed. TK, I mean, he's never had a deep thought in his life. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he's got a high voice.
No second level thinking with TK.
Okay, what is TK's reasoning?
You just say he's like a casual fan, like trying to play the nostalgia card. Jolly's tweeting, couldn't stop tweeting about Rhys Hoskins this weekend, about how it's just a nostalgia trip. I mean, learn the game. I mean, just learn the game.
Well, because the question really is Rhys Hoskins a better hitter than Max Kepler?
Sure.
That's what it ends up
and
being,
Max
right?
Kepler.
Or if Max Kepler moves to center, is he a better hitter than the some sort of combination of Rojas, Marsh, and Kepler?
Yeah. I mean, he just makes the Phillies better. It's a name, obviously, that people know. So I think that, just to throw it out there, but it's also, it doesn't not make sense. That's what drives me crazy about the whole discussion. It does make sense. And I do think it does make the entire team, I think it would raise I think they'd be better with Rhys Hoskins in the lineup. I know he's not great defensively. I get it. But to just shoo it off as like a nostalgia trip, I don't view it as a nostalgia trip. I don't view it. I mean, I know people love to bring the Flyers thing up. The Eagles brought back Trot.
Wow. I mean, that wasn't.
He was great the first time. It was the second time when he was on WIP. That was the issue. You know, the Eagles brought Hugh back after Jacksonville.
The Sixers brought back Iverson.
But he was cooked. I mean, Iverson was done. Like, Rhys Hoskins is having a really good year. He has 9 home runs. He's at number 280. I think there's a little too much poo-pooing the idea because they just don't like Rhys Hoskins.
Well, here's what I think about it. I don't know why you would be against it. That's the only thing that I can't get to. Like, I don't know. I can understand somebody thinking it's not the cure-all for what's wrong.
Uh-huh.
But they've been missing a power bat in the middle of the lineup for the last 2 years.
He's a patient right-handed hitter.
You can tell the difference in their lineup with him out of it and with him in it. Like, the last 2 years, because I remember I was talking about Pete Alonso last year. Having a right-handed power bat in the middle of the – or wait, Rhys Hoskins.
What? He's a
right-handed power bat. Yeah, sorry. I was like having a stroke or something.
Are you
there.
Be okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Having a right-handed power bat in the middle of the lineup, who, by the way, is patient, makes the lineup puts everybody else in a better spot. Would you rather have Alec Bohm hitting cleanup or Rhys Hoskins?
Well, when Harper's back, it'll be fifth.
Well, but you know,
and
what I'm
it
saying.
Bumps Castellanos down another spot. Yeah. Bumps Bohm down another spot. Kepler, by the way, I mean, if he turns, he could be like Jeff Jenkins in 2008, where he's like some kind of power-ish type bat off the bench.
When you did the show on a Friday, what was the reaction?
Yeah, it was more pro. Okay. It was more pro. And then he had the big day on Saturday, so that certainly helped things.
Well, and then the other thing I want to say is finally you're understanding that Paul Jolovitz is full of it. I'm going to be honest with you. On Thursday, when I didn't have a show because we had the doubleheader, I watched the debate. Paul Jolovitz didn't make any good points in the entire debate. And I love Paul. I think Jolly is, as I said, legendary host at WIP. He didn't make any good points in that debate. He has no logic behind his Daryl Morey point. The debate was all whining and crying that Daryl Morey hasn't won a championship. And none of his logic tied together. He was telling me he was throwing Mikal Bridges in my face. Yeah. Mikal Bridges hasn't won a championship either. That debate bothers me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and the fact
everyone was so pro Jolly. That's
yeah.
What bothers
well,
me
and the fact that
it.
People think Jolly won the debate is infuriating. He didn't win
can
the debate.
Tell. Yeah. I feel like we're you're gonna watch it again. I'm sure.
He didn't win the debate. I'm gonna listen to it on the way home.
I know you are, and then you're gonna provide a full breakdown.
Yeah,
you
I will.
Should break it all down on YouTube one day to sit here and say this is a bad point.
Actually,
I'm sick and tired of this.
Where's Tucker? I'm happy to do a Is Tucker around here somewhere? Yeah. I'm happy to do a video, Tucker, breaking down the me and Jolly debate with a me and Jolly debate footage in there.
I need you with a telestrator, okay. too.
Yes,
like
I would love
circling
to.
Circling issues of the debate.
I just want to stop it each time he makes a point and point out how full of it he was. I'm insulted. I am the... All right.
You are the what?
The host of the afternoon drive show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the foremost authority on Sixers basketball.
No.
It's like,
no,
wow,
no,
no. You jumping to a...
Well, and was named... number one program director in America 3 different times.
Nice.
All right.
What was it, 3?
No, I got screwed by Rick Radzik once. Number one twice and number two twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one day we'll get Lincoln up there.
Yeah.
One day. But the number one person at WIP that I'm most disappointed in is James Seltzer.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Ike for not being on the show today.
Oh, well, I was going to do him not inviting me.
Okay.
For this and last night, but it would only be funny if he's here.
Wow, Seltzer.
Yeah, well, so we go to Reading on Saturday.
Yep.
We're going to see Aiden Miller.
High Hopes Night.
And Aiden, by the way, the absolute man. He's a great dude.
Now, at any point, now that you're becoming an older guy.
No, I know
you're 31.
I know what you're gonna say.
No, look, I'm in there with you. But at any point when you're talking to Aiden Miller and you're talking about what a big fan everybody is, are you ever like, hey, I'm 10 years older than this guy?
No, I know. Okay. I know. Well, that's why they were like, all right, so inside the show,
yeah,
they were like, well, you know, his birthday is next week when he turns 21. We should do it that night. I was like, what am I? I look like a creep, you know? Like, I just was out on that idea.
You'll buy him a beer?
Yeah. Well, make him a cake? So, no, it was a seltzer. We go to the game. They let us throw out the first pitch. And, I mean, he throws an absolute worm burner.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It
was like 4 feet in front of the
plate. It barely reached the dirt around the catcher's mound. So it went over the head, too. So the wind-up over the head.
He did a wind-up.
Felt a little cocky.
Yep.
And he bounced it. It was a really bad first pitch, and then he left in the sixth inning. I mean, I know, and I'm just teasing him. Because his family was very ready to leave, and I felt bad. It was raining in gold.
Well, maybe you don't bring your family. Val doesn't come to Ricky's stuff anymore.
Well, she came to the last one.
She 5 minutes.
I know.
To bring the dog and then get out of there.
Yeah. So, just a brutal first pitch by James Seltzer.
Yeah, it was. Jack sent me the video proudly, and yeah, I barely hear from Jack all weekend. All I do is get the video of Seltzer bouncing the pitch.
I checked in like 3 times to see if you were over Disney World yet.
You did.
Easy.
And I was having a good time.
I know, which was shocking. I was shocked to hear you're having a good time.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
How did your pitch go? Your pitch was fine?
No,
boy.
Well, so I think adrenaline must have taken over. Like, I have this fantasy, I guess you would call it at this point, that one of these days I'm going to wake up and my arm's going to be, I'll throw 92. So.
Well, that's not going to happen.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that. And by the way, the worst thing that you could have told a younger Jack was that Billy Wagner broke his right arm and then he started throwing 100 from his left side. Because then I could be like, Mom, I got an idea. but so I get up there, adrenaline starts going, and it was like a kid behind that was catching all the first pitches because it was like a group.
Yeah.
Whipped it at this kid. I mean, like, I thought today's the day that the arm's coming back. So, like, it was low. It would have been a strike if he caught it, but, like, went right past him.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So... it wasn't a great first pitch. It didn't bounce. It was low.
Does your arm hurt?
No, she feels all right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some sink on that pitch, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, like Derek Lowe.
And Aiden Miller, what was his performance?
He smoked a double in the first inning.
Ah, that was for you guys.
It was good. It was good.
All you grown-ups cheering for a little kid.
he's 21-ish.
Yeah.
So he smoked that, and then he had a hit late. And he played some good defense at shortstop. Looked pretty spry out there.
Have you been to that stadium before?
Yeah, so I went there in 2018 because we did that one bit with Giulio where I would still throw 80.
Oh,
at
right.
At a first pitch.
Yep.
And I hit 78 and a half.
Yep, so, I remember that.
So that was the first time. But I think that was the first time I'd been there since 2001. Like my first, I actually found the ticket stub in my room the other day. My first baseball game ever was a Redding game in 01.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe your first baseball game was in 01. Dude, there's a picture of me in the 1980 World Series, and your first baseball game was 01.
Yeah.
I'm much older than you.
Dude, the Redding State, it's so minor league baseball.
Yeah, it's baseball town. That's Redding, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Redding that I went to when they had the Ryan Howard Garden Gnome.
Oh, yeah?
And we got there, and dude, like the line was around the block, and there were people walking out of there with like two gnomes, three gnomes. I was like, what the hell is going on here? We didn't get a gnome. We got there too late.
Yep. It's all time.
Yeah, but they have great giveaways there.
No, they
Redding
do.
Baseball games are great.
No, it's minor league baseball personified.
It's about an hour.
It was like 45 from Westchester, so not bad. But, but yeah, we met Aiden before the game, and he was super cool. And then after the game, with mobbed by 1,000 kids trying to sign autographs, he came over and took a picture with our group. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so it was cool.
Well, great High Hopes night at Redding with Jack.
And then I'm sure we'll be at Lehigh Valley soon as we continue the Aiden Miller road to the show.
Lehigh Valley soon. Oh, right. Do you think he's going to – or do you think he just goes right to –
No, I think maybe by July, August.
Oh,
gets
really?
Up to
Triple A?
He's got to really start playing well.
I just thought sometimes they skip Triple A now.
Yeah, I don't think they – well, if Crawford's already there, so right. I think they're having these guys kind of go through it a little bit.
Buzz, it says one thing at this for me, but I actually think it's a different one. Can you just confirm that you're wrong?
Already tight already.
Well, I just want to make sure.
What am I confirming that I'm wrong?
Colonial is here, right? You have something different.
Oh, yes, I am wrong. You are correct.
Yeah. All right,
wow, Buzz, come on, man. I just – defended you on the top five.
I just want to be sure.
Wow, and Spike's back, and all of a sudden, Buzz falls apart.
Yep, 215-592-9494. This is what you're dealing with.
Do you have a clutch gene, Buzz?
He doesn't.
Have you ever done anything clutch in your life?
I had a half-court buzzer beater in intramural basketball once.
He's LeBron in the clutch over here.
Well, LeBron actually has more buzzer beaters than Michael Jordan.
All right, this is the...
He does. He's one of the best clutch players of all time by the numbers.
He's not. Just like Reese is a great defensive third baseman.
He's not a third baseman.
Oh, first baseman. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.